take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena to Manon. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. This is our first chat with you. You're another member of the Time Out Books crew, and it's lovely to have you on the show. How have you been?
Thank you. Yeah, I've been good. Just laying low, quiet weekend.
Yeah, much vibes out here at the moment while we coast through these Omicron times. But books are a good way to get through that. What have you brought us this morning?
Well, the book is called Tastemakers, Seven Immigrant Women Who Revolutionized Food in America by Mayuk Sen. It's about exactly that. It's a group biography of seven women, chefs, restaurateurs, cookbook writers, who immigrated to the States in the 20th century and essentially shaped America's modern food culture.
Wow.
It's just the most incredible read. Like, each of these women in their own way kind of, just overcame huge personal and professional struggles and contributed so much to the cuisine of their homelands and to the way it continues to be perceived and consumed in America.
It sounds like a really fascinating way to talk about food and food history is to have these biographies, particularly I think when we think about often food writing being more a kind of directional or cultural. This definitely leans more into that kind of food as history and politics and personal life. What was it like to read? Is it the kind of thing you could give to someone who's not necessarily a foodie to get into?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not like a huge foodie, and I didn't actually know much about any of the women in my ignorance, but it's just a book that's written with so much love and care and has been like meticulously researched. The way Mayuk Sen writes is it's so delightful. And he's clearly put so much work into really just digging out the tiniest little details where you're like, how did you even find that, you know? Like, for instance, he describes the way Elena Zalieta, who was a Mexican-American cook, she lost her sight, she went blind.
Oh, wow.
Learned to cook again, after going blind. And he describes the way she would, like, crack eggs through her fingers to feel for pieces of shell. And just little things like that make it so, immersive. He's also chosen to forgo quoting directly, sources that he's used. He's instead just kind of woven them in, because I think he was sort of scared that it would create distance between the reader and the subject. So the result of that is just these really, it's kind of almost omniscient film-like storytelling, but it's super intimate and lively.
Oh, it sounds like a beautiful book. Even when you were just describing that, feeling the eggshell and stuff like that, I mean, that is incredibly sensory. What a gorgeous way of opening that world up a little bit. It sounds like a beautiful book. And a really good, a good cultural history of America as well, because we quite often get those histories told through, quite weighty political tomes, and it's nice to have something that's more accessible perhaps for people to get into, like food. We all eat it, so it's a great way to talk about those histories.
Yes, definitely. And it really just makes you consider how many have contributed to the contemporary landscape of food, in America, but also here, and just gone unseen, while others have just slid into the canon so smoothly. And he's not afraid to talk about the flaws of today's food media culture, which is really great. But the book also feels like an effort to, change that from the inside out. And it's really interesting to see too how, as the stories move forward through time, there was a bit more freedom to embrace the true colours of the cuisine and not so much pressure for naked American.
Totally. Oh, it sounds like a fantastic read. Remind us of the name and the author again, Manon.
The name is Tastemakers, and it's by Mayok Sen.
And is it on the shelf now if people want to head down to the bookshop?
It's on the shelf now, yeah. It's available in hardback at the moment, which I really do think it's worthy of of getting in hardback, yeah.
Oh, it sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Manon, for bringing in Tastemakers this morning. It's been a lovely first chat with you. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Rachel. See you soon.
See ya.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you very much.